Farm worker Gerardo Reeves Chavez said currently he receives 45 cents per pound, and that to make minimum wage, he must pick 2.5 tons of tomatoes per day. They are asking for one more penny per pound, which would mean an additional 32 cents per bushel.
This is against Publix, because Publix is refusing to sit at the table with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers to sign an agreement to ensure that there are better conditions in the fields and an increase of a penny more per pound.
Do you have to bring your own water to drink while you're working?
The contractors are supposed to do that. In some cases, they don't bring you water a lot because they don't want you to stop to go to use the bathroom.
Along with 45 farm workers who came over from Immokalee, there were supporters from other groups. Jane and Dennis Blanchard from the National Organization of Women explained why their group supported this demonstration.
I was just speaking with an official from the corporate headquarters of Publix, and I asked this individual why Publix is not willing to meet with the farm workers, and her answer was that this is a labor dispute and Publix will not get involved in a labor dispute. What do you have to say about that?
From my research, it's more than just a labor dispute. They want to be able to get Publix to be the first grocery store in the state of Florida to get behind them in supporting this penny a pound issue. There are other people that have done it.
Burger King
and Taco Bell and others have come on board. And it's an opportunity for Publix to become the premier organization, the first organization to do that. And we encourage Publix to go ahead and get on board with this. A penny a pound is not going to hurt them. It's not going to hurt the, you know, I'm willing as a person who shops at Publix to pay that extra penny a pound.
WMNF asked CIW activist Jordan Buckley why he was focusing on Publix instead of other grocery chains, and to explain the claims of slavery of farm workers.
Well, Publix has the influence. They're based here in Florida. They are also well-connected to the agriculture industry, and they have a responsibility just like anyone else. We've also sent letters to all the companies that you mentioned. But in terms of companies that have the sheer influence in Florida agriculture to help truly transform the conditions there in the fields, Publix has that responsibility.
Is Publix the only shopping grocery store chain that has refused to meet with you? Have the other shopping store chains refused to meet with you?
The Publix has been the principal focus, and the rest haven't responded to our letters yet either. However, Whole Foods has. Whole Foods signed an agreement. And so whereas there was slavery, the most recent slavery case that happened in Immokalee, the victims there picked tomatoes on farms owned by 6000 Pacific. Both of those are Publix tomato suppliers. Sometimes it's frustrating. People are going to say that's an accusation. We're not accusing them. These are convicted court cases. That's why people are out here in the streets.
As protesters gathered, several Publix officials stood vigil in the parking lot. They declined to comment. Maria Brau, director of media with Publix, said the grocery chain views this as a labor dispute and therefore will not meet with CIW.
Yeah, Publix is trying to change the subject. This isn't a labor dispute. With East Coast Growers, with Lady Moon, and with Alderman Farms, they've all agreed to pass on the penny. What it is up to is Publix to pay the penny. And Publix is trying to get out of being responsible. I mean, this isn't, if this is a dispute, then we challenge Publix to tell us which farm we have our dispute with.
For WMNF News, I'm Virginia Hoffman reporting from Sarasota.